we thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries. And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants.
That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
And welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, you're about 1 at 28.5 degrees east, as per 1 on Hotmail 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Miami, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguirre, channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Jore, channel 27 on Jore Video Cable. In Santani to Piraquay, channel 30, and in Hoqueta, channel 32 on Damor Esa. In Asuncion, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hov Province, channel 21 on Han Altair Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel Z26 on Ha Tenga Cable TV. And channel 50 on Himore Cable TV. In Sukhbator Siling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakhan Ul Province, channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. In Char, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Hotul, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, channel 68 on Neostrata TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on Netway Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 107 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 107 on Tangtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCA TV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a green town for 100,000 is planned in China. In animal welfare news, a United States lover of cats and dogs bequeaths over $1 million for a humane animal shelter. In cultural news, the beauty of Tibet is showcased in Australia. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 11th, is the birthday of peace activist Dr. Robert Mueller, born in Belgium in 1923. Referred to as the philosopher of the United Nations, the father of global education, and a prophet of hope, Dr. Mueller had a career spanning 40 years at the UN. His positions included the office of Assistant Secretary General to three Secretary Generals. Among his many accolades are the Albert Schweitzer International Prize for the Humanities and the Eleanor Roosevelt Man of Vision Award. Co-founder of the University for Peace in Costa Rica, Dr. Mueller has stated, "Life is divine. Life is an extraordinary, incredible, miraculous phenomenon. Our most precious gift. We must grow a global brain, a global heart, and a global soul. That is our most pressing current evolutionary task. Our heartfelt gratitude, Dr. Robert Mueller, for your caring dedication to a harmonious planet. May you be graced with a most joyous birthday with loved ones."
Fly-in news. Over 3,000 evacuated after Brazilian downpours. An intense rainstorm sweeping through Rio de Janeiro state dropped as much rainfall in 5 hours as in the entire month of March the previous year. In northern Rio de Janeiro city, 6 people perished from homes collapsing in mudslides and some 3,000 were evacuated from surrounding regions.
Mayor Eduardo Paes spoke of the necessity for moving people, saying that the government could not let residents continue being at risk, with the precipitation also causing widespread uprooting of trees and downing of power lines. The Rio de Janeiro Road Department took initiatives to clear obstructions and prevent accidents.
"We thank all Rio de Janeiro officials and road department personnel for your prompt actions to ensure the safety of the Brazilian people. With our heartfelt sympathies to those who have lost loved ones, we pray that such dangerous conditions may soon subside through humanity's gentle regard for the ecosphere."
Southeastern Australia hit by once-in-a-century storm. A fierce mini-cyclone on March 7th brought heavy rains and hail the size of tennis balls to the southern state of Victoria. Winds of up to 100 kilometres gusted through the city of Melbourne, causing 100,000 homes to lose power as well as damaging regional police stations and schools. Queensland state, which has been dry for nearly a decade, experienced unprecedented flooding. Meanwhile, state emergency service personnel in New South Wales evacuated 50 residents when water swept through the Riverina region, and the Defence Force worked to protect properties with sandbags as water levels rose. "We are grateful for the prompt initiatives of the Australian State Emergency Service, the Defence Force and all other assisting personnel, wishing the Australian people a swift return to the balance of regularity as our greater consideration for all life eases weather extremes as these."
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organisations and relief workers from every corner of the world. "Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice."
UK donates to improve lives in Democratic Republic of Congo. The British government has announced plans to contribute an additional $90 million toward the nation's reconstruction. As part of the larger Doangane project, these funds are being directed specifically to benefit some 3.2 million people in Nord Kivu province communities affected by civil war. The Doangane project has been bringing improvements in the areas of education, health and water supplies, with the United Kingdom's 2009 donations totaling $140 million. Our sincere appreciation and Providence bless United Kingdom for your generous spirit as shown through such steadfast support of the Congolese people. May they flourish in abundant sustenance, stability and peace.
Film stars enjoy the veg trend as part of their humanitarian endeavors. While this year's Academy Awards ceremony in Hollywood, USA honored many talented movie stars and filmmakers, the annual event also gives celebrities' hearts a chance to shine through their contributions to good causes. For instance, Oscar nominees James Cameron, Woody Harrelson, Orlando Bloom, and others attended the annual pre-Oscar party sponsored by Global Green USA to help further eco-living and reduce climate change.
Another pre-Oscar occasion, the Platinum Publicity-hosted Hollywood Helping Haiti Oscar Lounge in West Hollywood, brought celebrities and VIPs together in support of the charity iHeartHaitiProject.com, benefiting the earthquake-stricken and the island nation. Caring stars attending included two-time Emmy Award-winning television personality Wayne Brady, CBS News anchor Lena Nguyen, and popular television actresses Tangi Miller and Catherine Justin.
Hey guys, I'm Amy Paffrath from E! And you're watching Supreme Master TV. Be veg, go green, and save the planet!
What's more, the event's organizer, Platinum Publicity founder Melanie Segal, ensured that compassionate and eco-friendly vegan fare was provided for all the guests. She invited as main caterer One World Vegetarian Cuisine, a vegan restaurant run by our association members in Los Angeles County, California, USA, and originally encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai's concept of love for all beings and the planet.
Ms. Segal even promoted One World's popular vegan cheesecake dessert at an NBC television interview about the pre-Oscar event. Several celebrities commented on their impressions of the vegan fare and being veg.
Well, I'm here with One World Vegetarian Cuisine, just had some sushi. Sushi roll, amazing. Really was great food, and I've enjoyed it very much. Best food in LA.
This is Jeff Timmons from the group 98 Degrees, and One World has great vegan food.
So to all viewers of Supreme Master Television, I encourage you to go green. Eat vegetables. It's good for you, good for the planet. Everyone, big and small, young and old, go green. Be a veg.
In addition to a fresh, colorful, and healthy gourmet vegan menu, One World Vegetarian Cuisine also offered gift bags for all the celebrities, which included gift certificates and the SOS and Alternative Living flyers on the veg solution to climate change.
Hi, my name is Erin Cummings from Spartacus Blood and Sand. You're watching Supreme Master Television. Be veg, go green, and save the planet.
Bravo, and many thanks, Miss Melanie Segal and Platinum Publicity, as well as all participating celebrities who are making the smart and trendy choice of having a great time the veg way. Let us all make every occasion a noble one by being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Hey, this is Wayne Brady, and you are watching Supreme Master Television. Eat vegan.
Hi, I'm Amber Stevens. Be veg, go green, and save the planet. Thanks for watching.
The World Peace Diet paves the way for a vegan planet.
There's so many reasons to question the underlying food practices of this culture and to move to a plant-based diet. We just don't realize in our culture how wonderful this would be if more and more of us would switch to a plant-based diet.
As a sought-after lecturer, music composer, and author, Dr. Will Tuttle has recently been on tour in primarily the United States, giving presentations on radio and in person about his highly acclaimed book titled The World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony.
It's a book that goes into the deep structure of our culture and shows how when we transform the food that we're eating, we begin to be a force for healing this planet.
John McKay, co-founder and CEO of Whole Foods Market, who is also a known meat-free advocate, read Dr. Tuttle's book and commented as follows. I am grateful for this powerful and cogent book. It has stretched my thinking and heart about animals, compassion, and our society, and will probably be catalytic in furthering my personal growth. On Friday, March 12th, an online event will promote his book and its vegan message, with winning prizes available including free vegan ice cream, books, recipes, music and art, and free stays at vegan resorts.
And if enough of us buy the book on that day, then it will go to the top of the bestseller list. And if that happens, there'll be a better chance for animals and children and hungry people and future generations to have a voice. We can make this happen. We are the power. It's the people of this earth awakening to the love that's in our hearts for all living beings and acting together.
You can join this one-day promotional event for the World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony, by visiting worldpeacediet.org on Friday, March 12th.
Bravo, Dr. Tuttle, and thank you for being our vegan hero. May many more people discover the way to your inspirational book, so that we may soon herald world peace through the life-sustaining vegan diet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Israel issues pardons to Palestinian nationals. On Monday, March 8th, a list of 77 inmate names were submitted to the Palestinian Authority from Israeli officials. The detainees listed have been granted various degrees of amnesty for their cooperation and peaceful ways in recent years. We are glad to know of the pardoned Palestinians and appreciate the Israeli government's clemency as we look forward to the day that all brethren live in peace and harmony across our shared planetary home.
Save our planet. Sulfur dioxide pollution highlights methane as key to global warming. With countries such as China and India now reducing pollutants containing sulfur dioxide, Dr. Frank Reyes, head of the Climate Change Unit of the European Commission Joint Research Centre in Italy, reports that the planet is likely to heat more quickly in response. Sulfur dioxide, which is emitted in the processing of coal, oil, and other industrial processes, has already been significantly reduced in many developed nations.
Although it is harmful to health, sulfur aerosols create an atmospheric cooling effect that offsets the heat emitted by the CO2 released in these same processes. This suggests that the heat from coal, oil, and industry in developing nations has played a smaller role in global warming than previously thought. Such a finding corresponds with the conclusions of Dr. Drew Schindel from the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, who estimated that because of sulfur dioxide's cooling effect, methane, which is generated primarily by activities related to meat production, is heating the atmosphere much more than previously thought.
Our appreciation, Dr. Reyes, and European Commission Joint Research Centre fellow scientists for this insightful finding. Let us choose the fastest way to return to health and cool the planet, namely through the safe and earth-friendly vegan diet.
As mentioned on previous occasions, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminded once again during a September 2009 video conference in South Korea that the most urgent global warming threat lies in sources other than carbon dioxide.
If the goal is to be a truly carbon-free society, we should consider all the major sources of greenhouse gases emissions. You see, we are emitting greenhouse gases not just through the fumes from factories, houses, and cars, but also through the products that we choose to consume. Besides, CO2 is cancelled out by aerosols, which are released at the same time from burning fossil fuels. Even though aerosols are very detrimental to our health, they actually have a cooling effect that cancels out the CO2 heat in the atmosphere. So the warming climate problem is not from CO2. I repeat, it's not from carbon dioxide. It is from other sources, mainly methane. First and foremost, eliminate the single largest source of human-caused methane, namely livestock. Stop animal products, then we stop global warming.
Save Our Planet, a safe plastic for Earth and animals. According to Dr. Charlotte Williams of the UK's Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council, research at Imperial College London has resulted in the transformation of simple plant sugars into polymers that can be used to make plastic.
This new material, while durable, is harvested from non-food crop plants and requires significantly less energy to manufacture. It also biodegrades in months compared to the hundreds of years required for fossil fuel-based materials. The technology is expected to be production-ready within several years.
Our eco-salute, Dr. Williams, Imperial College London researchers and Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council for this eco-friendly alternative to plastic. May such noble work as yours continue to yield materials that help restore our harmonious balance with Mother Earth.
Save Our Planet. In India, the state government of Jammu and Kashmir is working to preserve a rare red deer unique to the region, whose numbers have dropped significantly in recent years.
Save Our Planet. The UK's Conservation Foundation sends out a first batch of tree saplings to schools in a project that seeks to restore the English elm population from the devastation of past disease.
Save Our Planet. Attended by both African Union and United Nations officials, African Environment Day highlights the need for conservation values to lessen damage and halt global warming across the climate-vulnerable continent.
Save Our Planet. The pygmy sperm whale saved from beach stranding earlier this year and cared for by the Taijiang Cetacean Rescue Centre in Formosa or Taiwan has been successfully returned to the wild.
Hello, Molly the Moose here, and I'm vegan. Today, I'm going to share a tip on travel safety. Before going to another city or country, please discuss with family members whom you will contact in case of an emergency. Perhaps you can choose the relative or close friend that is most easily accessible all day round. It's good to be prepared. Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
In environmental news, a green town for 100,000 is planned in China. Two eco-friendly German construction companies will work with a local department in China's Jiangsu province to construct a low-carbon demonstration settlement. Named Lingyang New World, it will be located on the southern bank of the Yangtze River. The project, which is expected to be completed in 3 to 5 years, will utilize sustainable technologies such as geothermal and solar energy. Kudos, Jiangsu Province, local department and German companies, for your forward-looking collaboration. May we gain the time to usher in innovative, earth-loving endeavors such as these by quickly transitioning to the planet-protecting vegan diet.
In animal welfare news, $1.1 million US dollars for a humane pet shelter is bequeathed by an American animal lover. Mrs. Helen Zilk, who passed away at a ripe age of 92, left the funds to the Wenatchee Valley Humane Society in the state of Washington. The gift will be used to help construct a shelter that respects all animals' right to life. Mrs. Zilk's relatives have said that she and her family always enjoyed the companionship of cats and dogs. May the legacy of Mrs. Helen Zilk's heartfelt compassion assist many beautiful animals to live in happiness and safety. Coming up, a 5-day event gives Australians a glimpse of the magnificence of Tibet. We'll just give the dog a quick massage and we'll be right back. More thoughtful news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, harmonious news for a serene world. In cultural news, the beauty of Tibet is showcased in Australia. Brisbane Powerhouse, a multi-art centre, hosted the Festival of Tibet, a fabulous 5-day event. Featured were music and sacred arts of Tibet, workshops and a discussion with prominent environmentalists entitled Climate Change on the Roof of the World, Why Tibet Matters. Participants at the gathering included the Tashi Lhunpo monks of Tibet, who created a spectacular medicine Buddha sand mandala and shared their harmonic chants. Distinguished Tibetan artist Mr. Karma Phansok exhibited his paintings and the highly respected Tibetan Buddhist teacher Kutso Lama Geshe Tashi Sering gave a talk on Seed of Compassion, the Art of Happiness. Our sincere thankfulness, Brisbane Powerhouse and gracious contributors, for this extraordinary occasion to celebrate Tibet. May all cultures be appreciated and honored as a valuable part of our humanity.
Let's enjoy a joke in Japanese entitled Love Story.
ある男性がある女性を本当に愛していました。とてもシャイで求婚できず、とうとう彼は何年も何も言えず、二人ともずっと未婚のままでいました。もちろん、ここ6年週に一度くらいはデートをしていました。でも彼はとても臆病で、一度も結婚を持ちかけませんでした。しかしある日、彼女に聞いてみようと決意しました。そこで彼女に電話をしました。愛子?ええ、そうよ。結婚してくれる?もちろんよ。ところで、あなたは誰?
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Hi, I watch and like your channel a lot, and like Words of Wisdom and Between Master and Cyber program the most, because they explain the Kuan Yin method, and also explain Buddhism and Taoism. I like Supreme Master too much and hope to see her soon. Best wishes, sincerely, Adnan from Jordan.
Amiable Adnan, we are very happy to hear you are enjoying programs on Supreme Master Television. Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are a source of profound wisdom and inspiration for countless individuals on our planet. Especially in these urgent times, her guidance to transition to a vegan diet to save the earth is invaluable. Please help share this message with all you can. With Allah's grace to you and your warm-hearted fellow Jordanians.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your days be blessed with divine wisdom and love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As part of a program intended to bring state assistance to underserved areas, Bolivia's President Evo Morales launches several improvement projects in the departments of Beni and Pando.
During a conference on Scotland's national food policy in the UK, food policy expert Professor Tim Lang states it is imperative to shift away from meat, dairy and sugars to ensure stable food supplies.
the U.S. Agency for International Development completes the final delivery of a $5 million project to assist with long-term nutrition for the Nepalese people.
In Côte d'Ivoire, several political parties commit to joining the country's new government in an effort to bring peace.
Miss Gene Hodgson of Scotland, UK, opts to spend her 90th birthday participating in a whitewater rafting event for the Blythewood Care charity that benefits children in Moldova.
Video sharing website YouTube extends automatic caption capability for all English language videos to enhance the viewing experience of hearing impaired web users.
A dairy facility in Washington, USA recalls cheese sold at several regional farmers' markets to protect the public from possible contamination with Listeria monocytogenes bacteria.
Russian-born Maxim Sedikov overcomes adversity by learning how to dance in a wheelchair and has gone on to compete even in breakdancing events, winning a world championship in wheelchair dance.
European Parliament member Rachida Dati, also the first French woman of Arab descent to hold a top government role, presents a $100,000 donation to a hospital from a charity she runs to help the underprivileged.
Following a meeting with Ambassador Ali Asghar Soltanieh of Iran, U.S. Envoy Glenn Davies indicates the United States' willingness to work together in halting illegal drug trafficking.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.